Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Rashad, Jordan, listeners out there, would it be advantageous for Duck fans, Duck followers, to mentally prepare yourself for one more loss to happen in this regular season? Because I feel like what we have seen essentially since that Penn State game in the moment, it was big, it was raucous, it was a huge environment, huge game for a lot of reasons. The shine has definitely come off of that game over the last month. I think there's no doubt about that now. Maybe after the first week when they lost to UCLA, you're like, ah, come on, it's just one. And then it's just that whole team season has fallen apart. So the Penn State game, you played them close. It was a competitive game. But now that win essentially does not look as great on paper as it did when it first happened. And then after that, you go into your bye week to prepare for an Indiana where you then lose at home. Mm. And you're like, what the hell? I mean, you had a whole week to prepare. You had a week to come down from that big win against Penn State. Granted, Indiana had the bye week too. But first lost game at home in quite some time. And then, yeah, you get the bounce back game at Rutgers. Everything looks good there, right? And then you come back home and you win a game that sort of feels like a loss at some points. They weren't able to get anything going that first quarter. They were able to put something together before halftime to make it 7-0, score right away right out of halftime, 14-0. Then you get that last touchdown. But then you give up a touchdown late in the game. It was just a funky, weird, uninspiring victory that makes you just wonder the up and down roller coaster last few weeks that you've had with this Ducks team. And now you're going into maybe the toughest part of your schedule, going up against a Iowa team that is playing classic Iowa football and is right now tied for that third spot in the Big Ten, I believe. Then you're going to play a team in Minnesota on a short week that you should win that game, but Minnesota has been playing some pretty decent ball this season. And then you're going to finish up with USC, which at that point, who knows if they're able to take care of business against Nebraska today, which, again, if you're a Duck fan, like, you almost want USC to win out just so you can have a more marquee matchup victory, hopefully later in the season. And then you'll get Washington. With these four games left on the schedule and what you've seen from the Ducks last week, is it time to just mentally prepare yourself for them to take at least one more L before the season is? Because I'm doing it. Me bringing this up, I'm putting myself in that space that next week against Iowa, possibly the USC game, or they just let one down against, you know, Minnesota, Washington when they're not supposed to. That it could happen.
I don't know. It could happen. I don't want to mentally prepare myself for that because You know, it could potentially mean Oregon misses the playoff.
Like, that was going to be my follow-up question, you know, is does a two-loss Oregon team with a marquee victory, I mean, at that point, when the season's over, their marquee victory might be at Iowa. Yeah. It might be against USC, but if they have two losses, and yeah, that's their best win, is it going to be enough for them to get?
I mean,
because you're going to, the 12 seed's going to go to the group of five or group of six team. If Notre Dame takes care of business, they're going to take one of those last spots. So really, you got to be a top 10 team. And is that going to be good enough to be in the top 10? A lot of game left for the Ducks and the rest of the college football, but it's got me scared.
And we
got
to be honest, man. If they were to lose to an Iowa, any team that's not ranked like a USC right now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That looks bad for you. Like, I mean, I know Iowa is, you know, third in the Big Ten right now, but Oregon should beat them. And if they play anything like they played last week against Wisconsin, I know the weather was an issue, but the weather is going to be an issue. You know, two of those games were at home and or at Oregon, and the weather was an issue last week. It's probably going to do the same then. And then you go to Washington, and that weather's not going to be much better. And so those are things that may play against you if you're Oregon. I don't think you can afford to lose to any one of these teams. Like you said, that Penn State win was supposed to look great, and now it doesn't look, you know, now they're a fired coach and they're four losses later and it just doesn't look great anymore. So you need to finish this season strong. One other loss, there's no keeping out a Texas A&M who's right there, or let's see, who else is there? Tennessee or Virginia, who's 7-1. Like, there are a lot of teams.
Virginia is going to lose today. I'm calling it, by the way.
And let's say they don't and they finish the season 10-1, you know, 11-1, then how are you going to keep them out, you know, as opposed to a two-loss Oregon team? So it's one of those things. I think they absolutely have to win out at this point. They can't afford to do that, and especially if they lose to any other team that's not USC, expect their ranking to go at least somewhere 14 or under, 13 or below.
I'm scared.
I don't want that to be the case. I don't even want to speak it into existence.
I'm kind of worried that this Ducks team is more like I thought they were at the beginning of the season, which is less like an elite college football playoff-ready team this season and more like a team that's not necessarily rebuilding but retooling. Reloading is the term I've heard a lot of people use when referring to the Ducks. They've got, I think, still the most touchdowns scored by freshmen by a lot in all of college football.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised by that.
Yeah, they've got a really great young core, but the offensive line, I've got some questions about. The couple of the transfers coming in look great. Pregnon, not so much. Like, there's, you know, Isaiah World, like these guys that were supposed to come in and really be movers.
I would say that Alex Harkey out of all of them has been the most inconsistent.
Absolutely. Harkey, I think, is the worst one. Yes, that's a great point. And his number of penalties just alone. And I think he was the one, Joe, we were on the postgame show a couple of weeks ago, and it was either during the Indiana game. Yeah, I think it was, or the Penn State game, but I'm pretty sure it was during the loss against the Hoosiers where it was Harkey's second holding call. And just the way that he dismissed it didn't look like he was like, you know, kind of leveling up, okay, in his head, I'm going to get back on it. I'm going full effort. Like, he just looked like F this. Looked like he didn't want to be there. And I understand he effed up, but, like, that's not the attitude I want to see from a team that's going to be foaming at the mouth, supposed to be competing for the CFP. So that's kind of my biggest worry to this point, is this last month of the season is probably going to define what Oregon has been so far in 2025. And we just don't quite know. We thought the Penn State game meant a lot. I don't want to take away from them going in. I mean, guys, it was a wideout. There were 100,000+ people there. I don't need to hear about Mo Bamba again for another 2 years because, God, oh, we're going to hear Mo Bamba here in 20 seconds. Like, yes.
Oh, that song will get me up under any circumstances.
I get it, but just like, oh, we're going to listen to it. We're going to listen to it here in suit. All right, we're going to listen to it right now, and the Ducks kick your ass. Okay, thank you. That's more what it's about, not about Mo Bamba.
It is a cut, though. You should play that on the next region.
Now that I think about it,
I like fine. It. I mean, you know, I'm sorry. What? We got Who Do You Love coming up, but for the end of the show, I will go try to find Mo Bamba.
There we
but
go.
I think I
smell a new show open.
Ooh, just to piss me off. No, I've been very happy with the Ducks at times, but maybe I got a little too high on my skis after their 60-whatever-to-3 win over Oklahoma State, 69-3. I just want Oregon to show us what they are, but I don't think we're going to know, guys, until possibly the very end of the regular season.
Well, I'm trying to look up like the future lines for some of the games that are left. The USC game, Oregon is at this point a 12.5-point favorite in that one. The line is out on some books. For next week against Iowa, I believe they are 6.5-point favorite against Iowa next week. The Minnesota one, that line is not out. I can imagine that one's probably going to be somewhere around like the, I don't know, 14.5, 15.5, somewhere around there is where it will start out. And then the Washington line has not been released either. So I don't know, man. It's just the last couple weeks, it's just got me a little bit nervous, just the inconsistencies. Yeah. 1 week the offense, I mean, granted, Rutgers is not world beaters by any mean. It's just it's been inconsistent by this team. That's got me nervous. That, you know, they might get got one more time.
I think thank goodness for the bye week. And I think Dan Lanning said it, and you kind of mentioned it. And this is a work week for him. It's a work day. So they're trying to figure things out. Like, it's funny, going into the last bye week, which was only 3 weeks ago, right? About a month ago. We were all like, this Oregon team's got it. They just went out there against the best team in the country and pretty much showed their ass and showed that they were the best team, you know, potentially in the country. And then the next week, everything is different. And then 3 weeks later, it's like Joe's like, I don't know, guys, like this might be not the team that we kind of thought. Like, that's how fast things can change in college football. I think if Oregon goes back to the lab and really tries to figure out like the fumbleitis, we got to fix that. You know, like this offensive line that you mentioned, that has to be tightened up. Defensive line, we should be much better than we actually are. And instead, people are running up and down on us every single play. Like, there are certain things that have to be addressed, and I think they have enough time to do it. I think Iowa will be a big test for them at Iowa. It's going to be probably going to be cold as hell in Iowa that day. So I think this will be a great test for this Oregon team as far as getting out of the state and getting somewhere that's I don't want to say a raucous environment, but just uncomfortably cold and stuff like that. Like, it might be there.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you.
Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.